This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio voters will choose a new governor in less than 3 months. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about how the race is shaping up. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the major party candidates in Ohio are Democrat Richard Cordray and Republican Mike DeWine. How competitive is this contest?
Really competitive, I think. Very, very competitive. If you look at the polls, they're either dead even or within the margin of error. I think it's just a toss-up. It's a matter, I think, in the end, of who's able to get their voters out. You know, if this blue wave shows up, then Cordray is in good shape. If it doesn't, we'll see.
So the latest from the candidates right now, what are they talking about?
Cordray just came up with a TV ad, which is kind of biographical and also talking about his record as Ohio Attorney General and head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and how much he's done for taxpayers over the years. It's a real, you know, positive message for him. I think it's a good thing for him. Now, DeWine is supposed to be having a private fundraising event with Vice President Pence, who's coming to Cincinnati tomorrow. And I would expect the DeWine campaign, which has enormous money advantage, to start running some ads too.
Now, there have been a few ads with DeWine. I think DeWine's, I don't know, people that are against Cordray, I'll say.
Yes,
I don't know who it was,
yes.
with some pretty awful pictures and criticizing his consumer protection.
That's right. Yeah. And that's independent expenditures, basically. Yeah.
So what are the big issues that the candidates are focusing on now?
Right now, Cordray was going around the state last week talking about his job plans. And he was saying that, you know, he doesn't think that necessarily every Ohioan has to go to college in order to be able to reach the middle class. He was talking about setting up people being able to set up savings accounts that they could draw on any time during their life to get job training. And, you know, the DeWine people were kind of poo-pooing this idea, saying, well, it's just him scribbling notes on a napkin. But, you know, DeWine, on the other hand, was talking about health care and talking about a Cleveland Clinic model in which they encourage their employees to take certain steps to have preventative medicine, basically, and to prevent chronic illnesses. And in the end, it saves Cleveland Clinic a whole lot of money in terms of insurance coverage. And he wants to do that for state employees and for those who are covered by the Medicaid expansion. So that's what he's talking about lately.
Let's talk about one thing that always comes up, the idea of debates, and if there will be debates, and if there will, how complicated will they be? Do you expect these two to debate before the election in November?
I do. I hope so. I think, you know, the people of Ohio basically deserve to hear from the two of them head-to-head. Now, eight years ago, when Cordray and DeWine ran against each other for Ohio Attorney General, they had two debates that were statewide. And I hope that they have at least that many in this campaign.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.